Palestinian Muslims in Gaza are preparing to celebrate the sacrificed feast of Eid al-Adha. Markets are full of people, but not all the Palestinians can buy what they need. Some of the goods were brought in through the underground tunnels from Egypt due to the Israeli siege. However, as the unemployment and poverty rates are one of the highest in the world due to the prolonged siege, many here cannot afford to buy Eid stuff.
As you see, the market is full of people, but most of them can't buy anything. They just complain about the high prices of the goods.
We will attend Eid prayer in the morning and then sacrifice a sheep. We hope the next Eid comes without siege, closures or economic suffering. We also hope to see all Palestinian political prisoners released from Israeli jails.
Despite the difficult life conditions of Gaza's 1.6 million population, besieged in what is described as the world's largest open-air prison since 2007, people say that they will celebrate and draw a smile on their children's faces by taking them out to amusement parks.
Despite the economic hardships under the Israeli siege, we will celebrate. We will share this happiness with our children, families, neighbors, and all Muslims worldwide.
The Feast of Sacrifice commemorates Prophet Ibrahim's slaughtering of a sheep in God's honor instead of his son. Consequently, it has become a tradition to slaughter livestock and feed the poor to mark the occasion. But here in Gaza, people have to bring sheep via the tunnels, which consequently raises the price. In the festive occasion of Eid al-Adha, Gazans say they hope to celebrate the next Eid free from Israeli siege, travel restrictions, or any divisions. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.